The Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Human Rights and the Law held its second public hearing into its investigation into state prisons and the conditions for jailed pregnant and postpartum women. During the investigation launched last month, the committee has conducted site visits and interviewed more than 100 women, advocates, doulas, and other related groups. The staff also reviewed lawsuits and public reports in the last 6 years. This hearing specifically looked at the inhumane conditions in Georgia facilities. Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia is the chair of the subcommittee.
Throughout its investigation, the subcommittee has received reports from formerly incarcerated mothers in Georgia that they faced life-threatening medical neglect and mistreatment while in prison. We heard from Georgians whose C-section sites became infected after their requests for antibiotics went unanswered. And one of these women reported that prison staff refused to take her to the hospital until she became septic.
Ossoff says that the rights for pregnant women to humane prison conditions and adequate health care is recognized under the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment, the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, and the U.N. Convention Against Torture, among other international standards. Tiana is a mother of three and gave birth while incarcerated in Clayton County Jail in Jonesboro, Georgia, for a probation violation. She says the major neglect and inadequate care that she received while incarcerated led to the death of her son.
About 50 times, I told the jail staff I was pregnant. Although I asked again and again for a pregnancy test and medical care from the jail staff, I was ignored from October until November.
She says no jail staff ever addressed her concerns, even though she was missing her period.
Around the end of December, I went into early labor from the night of December 29th to December 30th, 2019. I started peeing blood. Immediately, I asked the jail staff officer, who I believe was a lieutenant, if he could take me to medical care.
He did not, and Tiana ended up having her baby in her underwear. Soon after, she was sent to the hospital, and her baby was sent to the NICU. She says she got to be near him while he was in the incubator, but never got to touch her baby. On the fifth day, which was also her birthday, her baby passed.
They wouldn't give me any information as how it happened. I didn't know. I still don't know, and I don't know where my son's remains are. And instead of giving me mental health support, the jail just put me into solitary on suicide watch.
Tiana's story is not a singular one. The subcommittee said it has received numerous reports that infants born in a prison facility are generally taken within days or hours after being born, and the mother can go months or years without knowing what happened to them. Tabitha Trammell experienced this herself when she too went into labor in jail. She is the founder of A Woman with a Plan, an organization that provides doula services to those incarcerated at Gwinnett County Jail in Lawrenceville, Georgia. She says solitary only made things worse after her pregnancy.
In solitary, I felt extremely depressed and suicidal because my body was changing. So I just cried and I was always feeling hopeless. I was unaware that I had postpartum depression and wasn't screened for it. I cried and I kept ringing the buzzer for medical help, but that only delayed my food and delayed me getting period products.
Trammell says it's been 40 years since she's had her baby and the women she works with are still having the same experience. Officials say overall, incarcerated pregnant women don't receive the adequate diet to sustain a healthy pregnancy. Chairman Ossoff says the committee will remain focused on the humanitarian crisis behind bars in both Georgia and the United States. He says the hearing record will remain open for 1 week for those with further statements or testimonies to come forward. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.